We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. I got it in there. Right as the clock struck midnight or noon. Hour number two here on the midday show with Andy and Randy, Monday afternoon. Thanks for being with us. We'll get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. A little bit more NFL draft conversation. A fresh new perspective on what the Falcons might do at 8. Coming up 20 minutes from right now. We will let you hear from Daniel Jeremiah. He's got some thoughts on what the Falcons may do if they even stay there. And, of course, the Athletic, Josh Kendall, who covers the Falcons, has his 7-round mock draft as well. We'll look at some of the guys, just like philosophically, who he's got position-wise going in the first round, second round, stuff like that. So we'll get there in about 20 minutes. The back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 as well.
We were talking because, you know, this time right now, NFL teams are releasing their new uniforms and everything. Mm-hmm. We're just looking. The Broncos just released theirs. My favorite one they have is in the 70s one with the blue helmet on, with the D, with that orange.
Yep.
All right, that's my favorite Broncos uniform of
Me
all
too.
Time. And so it looks like they're going to release that. And they got a couple other versions that look like trash, but the orange is always the best.
Yeah, just like always, in my opinion. Sometimes it's not true. Some teams get the new ones right, but for the most part,
they don't.
The modern uniform sucks,
yes.
And then they do the retro a game or two, and everybody loves it. And I don't know why they don't just take the cue from that and say, oh, everyone likes our old schools.
This one.
Why don't we just wear those?
Yes.
Like, why don't we just stick with the old schools because everyone likes them? But yeah, they're doing the like the 70s, 80s. I think they changed uniforms like mid 90s, right before they won the Super Bowls with Terrell Davis and John Elway and those guys.
Yes.
But when you see the orange jersey, blue helmet, D on the side with the Bronco coming through, who's the number one player you associate?
Carl Mecklenburg.
Interesting. Okay, I was going to say Steve Atwater.
I was going to say him too. Or
I associate Steve Atwater with those jerseys.
Because like Atwater is a different dude. Like he. Everything about him, outside of him actually being a safety, was a defensive lineman. He wore lineman arm pads so he could knock the hell out of people. He had a damn defensive tackle face mask.
Yep.
Like this is what he did.
Huge shoulder pads. I guess everybody wore big shoulder pads.
Atwater didn't give a damn about covering. Mm-hmm. All he wanted to do was put that hit stick on you.
Just wanted to hit you in the face.
That's it. And we all know, if you don't know, I mean, his famous hit, he took Christian Okoye's soul.
He did.
It was them too. Mm-hmm. It was a Nigerian nightmare, and he was running over everybody. I mean, him and then who's the other guy? Barry Word. At 1-2 punch. And he came downhill, and damn, Christian took his soul.
He got Steve Largent one time because the Seahawks and 49, the Seahawks and Broncos used to have great rivalries because they were in the same division.
Yeah.
And he got Largent one time coming over the middle, and Largent remembered it 2 years later on an interception.
Uh-huh.
He's got a great interview about it. He's like, yeah, as soon as the ball was picked off, I'd been thinking about trying to
find,
just absolutely destroyed him. Just put him in the lake.
Yeah.
Which is a cheap shot, whatever, but I mean,
that's what it was back then.
It wasn't a cheap shot.
That's
back
always
then.
The worst thing about like when the defense gets an interception, they turn mean.
Well, they want to kill.
They want to kill, and there's nobody other. I'm telling you right now, when the Baltimore Ravens, back when Ed and Ray and all of them, when they would get an interception, you best be ready. Because, first of all, Ed bringing it out.
Yeah, Ed treated that as a punt.
He caught it, damn.
And he was going to try to take it to the house.
It was the end of the game. Okay, there was no more time left on the clock. Sage throws an interception. He picks it off at the one and persists.
How much were they winning by?
They were by 30. They were beating the hell out of us. They were beating the hell out of us. And he just proceeds to run his pigeon-toed ass out the damn end zone, cutting all across the field. Like, come on, dog.
He scored?
Hell no, we got him.
Oh, you got him.
Yeah, we got him. Yeah, we got him.
For somebody to, yeah. who I don't know who got him, but
yeah, we got
to
him.
Not give up.
Oh, we didn't give up. No, we
down
got him.
30.
Oh, no, he wasn't scoring.
Good for
but, yeah,
you.
Yeah, we went and got his ass.
That's
but,
good.
Yeah, oh, damn, pigeon toe. Ed, always just like, dog. That went about 30 points.
Come on.
It's the last game of the season.
You guys are going to the
we're
playoffs.
We're going home.
You're a first team all
yes.
pro. Maybe he needed an incentive.
Maybe.
He had a pick six incentive or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, dog. We're going, last damn game, no time left.
That's crazy that someone actually had the effort to track
yeah,
him down.
Yeah.
Because it would have been real easy just to be like, oh, whatever, man.
Yeah,
Henry, what's one more? What's 37 to 30?
You know what I don't want to do is spend the offseason in the training room because I got hurt chasing Ed ass. Hell yeah.
No doubt. But anyway, they're going the throwback 70s, 80s, early 90s Broncos uniforms. The Seahawks dusted off the silver helmet.
So sweet. So sweet.
Yeah, like the royal blue and greens last year. Everybody loved them.
Yeah.
I know the Falcons go back to the old schools a couple times a year. Everybody loves them. They're much better than the moderns.
Is it hot? Are you hot? Or
I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
I
said, yeah, so I don't
sweatshirt
know.
I'm like, damn, it's warm up in here, man. Especially after this weekend.
I know what it is.
What's that?
You got draft fever.
Oh, God, that was awful.
You're so excited for the NFL draft to be here.
I am.
Your pee's hot.
But you know, no, my pee don't get hot until it's time to come. Unless it's a confrontation.
Uh-huh.
You know, yeah, that's when you get it hot. You don't get it hot just being casual.
Yep.
You get it hot, but you know you're about to go. Get something.
Yeah,
get after it.
I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah, dog.
It's draft day or draft week.
I love draft week.
I know you do. That's why. That's
I love why. Draft week. I hate mock draft week. All right? That's the only thing.
Hey, it's been mock draft week since, like, November.
That's the only thing, man.
For some
people. And the thing about it for your team, I appreciate. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate you sending me. But when you say, what do I think of this? Well, what do you think of it? You're the one put it together.
I think the same thing of every mock draft that I get from people.
Yeah.
Great work.
Great job.
Yeah, great job.
That takes more effort than I'm willing to do.
Because I don't think they send it. You don't DM a mock draft unless you think it's good.
Yeah.
Right? Like if you got a raggedy,
like,
if you got
it,
fleeced.
And it's good. And it's very good.
Yeah,
it's
like, those
good.
Are great. Like I keep this
very
to myself.
Good. Yeah.
I'll say it aloud right now. Just like broadly. Probably most of those guys won't be there.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times the mock drafts, I don't know who the computer sucks at mock drafts
yes.
where these guys are doing them. But it's like, no, I don't think you're going to be able to get Michael Penix in the fourth round. But if you did, like if he was there and you got him.
That's damn steal.
Great. That'd be really
great.
That'd be great. Then you got the future taken care of and you didn't have to go early in the draft. That'd be awesome. But I don't really think that's possible. Yeah, no, if you traded back to 17 and Marvin Harrison Jr. was there and you picked up a future first round draft pick.
Hell yeah.
Great work. Like,
dude.
You are the GM of the year.
Yeah,
you
man.
Did it. You nailed it. But I don't think that's really going to be the way that it plays out. Because that's half the mock drafts I see that people send to me.
Yeah.
It's like, well, that's none of this is real.
It's Doug season.
Yeah. That's what it is.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Once
right
you're
there.
Within 1 week of the NFL draft,
yes.
it no longer is mock draft season.
No.
It's dog blank season, and it's time for people to lie.
Yes.
Time for people to start
Lying.
The full court press as far as lying goes.
Yes.
I haven't heard any great ones yet, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
There's still plenty of time this week for somebody to start lying about something.
Yeah.
Like the Bears. Like, I don't know. We're having second thoughts
about
Caleb.
We're having second thoughts about Caleb. You know, I think that, you know, the one thing that we saw on tape was, and then you'd be like, what the hell are you talking about? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about? It's like, I don't think there's no smoke at two where Jaden is mad because all the quarterbacks are on the same visit with him to Washington. You hear that? You hear that nonsense? Like, oh, he's mad. He's in his feelings about that. But get the hell out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. If that
remove yourself from your feelings.
If that makes you have feelings, like bad feelings, I might not want to draft your ass anyway.
Maybe that's why they did it.
Yeah.
Maybe that was the test.
Maybe.
We'll get them all here and see who's the most emotional
about
feelings.
It. Y'all said it was just going to be me. Get the hell out of here.
No,
man.
They didn't. They said it was going to be all of you. We knew this before it even happened. So why were you surprised?
Yeah, that's
maybe
like,
he didn't know.
That's like getting invited to a party by a girl and yet she bring like all her friends too. Like you're just there. We're basically there to drive. You know?
Yeah.
Been there?
No,
oh, okay.
Of course not.
All right,
but
you.
Other, I've seen other people be there.
Really, thank you.
Yeah,
we don't roll like that.
No, of course not.
We don't roll
no,
like that.
No, no,
shout
no,
it.
No.
No, they can't come.
Yeah, no, it's just us.
No, hard. They got no money.
Or if I did find myself in that situation, I'd just leave.
Yeah, don't have no
right,
money.
Good luck.
Don't come around. We with no money. They're talking about some. You got me. Who are you? What are you going to do if I say no?
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. That is absolutely something no one has ever said to me before
what?
In my life. You got me?
You never. Ain't nobody,
no.
Ain't nobody ever said it to you.
No.
Really?
No.
Nobody's ever, you and your boys, hey, you got me, Buck?
Mm-mm.
Really?
No.
Damn,
just me.
No, yeah, right. Well, yeah. It's like slightly different situation.
When you think about it, it was before the situation.
Oh, it was before that.
We always had a partner who would never get.
There was always the guy who needed a ride.
It was always
the
guy.
There was always the one bum ass friend who was like,
dressed,
"Hey, can you
ready?
Pick me up?" It's like, it's not on the way.
Yeah.
Gas money. You have gas money. And the thing about him, and he's still one of my best friends to this day. He would never be ready. It's like, all right, I'm here to pick you up.
If you're going to pick somebody, if you ask a person for a ride,
and he would like run out.
And your ass ain't ready when I get like, there for the ride, then you get left.
Run out in his flip-flops and be like, hang on, I got to go grab one more thing.
No, you get left.
You're left.
You get left. No.
And you don't have gas money?
You ain't got gas money. Your ass ain't ready. I'm all coming out of my way to get you.
You're the guy that TLC is singing about in that song, Scrubs. Hanging out in my car, yelling at people. You're the scrub.
He was that guy?
Yeah. But he blossomed, though, and he grew into a man. But he started out as a scrub.
That guy right there, huh? Hey, Sade! At the back seat, though.
Yeah.
At the back seat, and it's only two doors and two windows.
So he's leaning up?
Leaning out the window. Hey! What up, Sade?
Yeah, shut up. Quit yelling at people.
Show ass in the back seat.
Right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. You're not even shotgun.
You know what I mean?
You're not even sitting shotgun.
You're not even shotgun trying to holler. Awful.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL no huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Nothing has been offered to the Chargers for the fifth pick yet. But the team expects to be blown away by the time the draft gets here on Thursday.
I think that's,
of course, no one's offered them anything yet. There's no reason.
There's
to.
No reason. Exactly.
There's no
exactly.
reason.
I think that this is always going to be, you know, the draft. They say the draft starts at a certain place. It probably started four with Arizona.
Yeah. If the Chargers, well, really, it wouldn't even be the Chargers. Yeah. If say the Vikings
yes.
were like, okay, we need to get up. Yeah. We're going to get up to five. Well, then someone would then just trade with the Cardinals
yes,
and get in front
exactly.
of them.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
My thing is, here's a question for you. Who we keep saying the Vikings because they got two ones and everything like that.
And they don't have a quarterback.
And they don't have a quarterback. Who are they trying to get in front of? Is it just the Broncos and the Raiders?
I think so.
I don't think the Giants are taking a quarterback.
I don't think they are either.
I don't think the Giants are taking a quarterback.
I don't think they are either. I think they just need to get in front of, and they already are in front of the Broncos and
yes,
the Raiders,
exactly.
actually.
Right
like
now,
there's a world
yes.
there's a world in which they stay at 11 and get their guy. Now, I don't think that'll happen yeah. because if we start getting closer to that point, then Denver or the Raiders will try to jump them probably,
right.
and that's when it gets interesting. But yeah, no, you're right. The draft starts at 3 if New England does something.
Yes.
If they just take a quarterback, then the draft starts at 4.
Right.
With Arizona being open for business. But if Arizona takes Marvin Harrison, okay, then it's chalk up to that point. Then the Chargers are on the board, and it's like, all right, what do we do?
Yeah, and then you can go and like, okay, what do we need? We need everything. I think their line is – I think that they got to go playmaker.
Yeah,
because you
I think
without,
so too.
You lost your top two receivers from last year.
Malik Nabers,
Roman Dizze. They're sitting right there. So yep. you got to find a way to get one of those guys. And then you go down to 7. I mean, Tennessee, it just seems like it's foregone that they're – I'm sorry, 6. 6, if you're the Giants, you take the other receiver.
Have to take the other receiver.
Yeah, you take the other damn receiver. Yep. And then, obviously, Titans at 7. I mean, the tackle's sitting there.
Yeah.
He's sitting right there. We said it on Friday, a guy that and Joe Alt that you put in there day one, and he's your starting left tackle for 15 years.
Yeah, Joe Alt has been mocked to them at 7, the Titans yeah. at 7, probably even more often than Dallas Turner has been mocked to the Falcons
right,
at 8.
Right,
So it feels – but – I don't know. Again, maybe that means that they won't do it, but also they just feel like the team that does that gets it right, and then he plays tackle for them for the next decade.
Yeah, I mean, and you look at what you know, where the Falcons are at, that's when our scenario comes up, because right behind them at 9. Okay, so Marvin Harrison, all three of the receivers are gone.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're Chicago, you're sitting there like, okay, we're at 9. Where do we go now? Because I'm sure they want another receiver.
I'm sure they would love to have
okay,
another receiver.
Okay, so they just signed Cole Kmet to a long-term extension.
Yeah, so no Bowers.
So no Bowers right there. Is that a spot? I mean, that's another spot.
Yeah, that's, you know, the only thing for the Falcons that sucks is the Bears are a trade option, too, for those other teams.
Yes.
And it would cost a little bit less because it's one spot less and all that stuff. So, yeah, I know. Jets, too.
Jets taking so much. Jets, I don't think Brock gets past that.
Oh,
I don't think Brock gets past the Jets.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think Brock gets past.
I hate that. Because then you have to – you don't want to root for the Jets.
Hell no, I ain't root for no damn Jets.
But I want Brock Bowers to do well.
I root for Brock.
God, he would do so well. If Aaron Rodgers is healthy, Brock Bowers would demolish.
If he goes there and he gets 19, because I don't think nobody's more than 19 since Keyshawn up there.
Yeah.
Oh, he can get 19 back? Oh, yeah. Hmm. Nasty dog.
All right. We'll come back. More draft. Josh Kendall's got his 7-round mock out, so we'll go beyond just what the Falcons might do at 8. Maybe they trade out at 8. What do they do in the 2nd round? What do they do in the 3rd round? We've also got some Daniel Jeremiah audio for you, one of the best draft analysts out there with what he thinks the Falcons might do at 8. So we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get back into some draft conversation. Let you hear from Daniel Jeremiah in just a minute as well. Big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Back into the big weekend that was, really. I mean, the Braves with another series win back at it tonight. NBA playoffs underway. Some fun. I won't say super competitive basketball over the weekend, but definitely compelling.
Sorry.
There was some good stories, but not great games as the playoffs got underway over the weekend as the series continued to go on. And then, of course, we'll wrap things up with an AMA at 1:40.
Well, all the home teams won. Yeah, they all them won game one. I tell you who was winning. We talked earlier about the big fight this weekend. So I just saw that Ryan Garcia, who ended up winning the fight, bet $2 million at 6-1 on himself.
And that was the guy that we were not rooting for. Right,
I just think he's a damn weirdo. Okay. I'm not a Haney fan.
Okay.
Anyways, I think he's a good fighter. I just think after they robbed Lomachenko, I was like, I'm done with that. And his dad talked too damn much.
Okay,
you know, and so yeah, Ryan ends up winning the fight and everything. Bet $2 million on himself, 6-1.
You know what's so funny is like that's just okay.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Like Jonte Porter's like, what the hell? Like, yeah. I just. What about now? You bet against yourself
against
your team,
yes.
And they specifically say you can't do that. But it's pretty. It's just pretty wild, like, the different standards that different sports have with that stuff.
Right.
Well, yeah, boxers, yeah, just bet on yourself.
I think so. Yeah, it's $2 million.
Don't bet against yourself.
That'll be
– take a fall.
That'll be bad.
People have done that
and they
before.
Have, and that's the bad part about it.
Yeah, then you get caught you for know. It. I saw
– I got a question for you. Real quick. Go back to Porter. Now, if he would have bet on himself to score 30, he scores 30, then what?
Then we all would have been shocked because that guy hadn't scored 30 since he was in high school.
Yeah. If he had scored 30, then it would have been a problem.
I guess it's different, right? I mean, that's as you're digging, you're digging into the details of it, right? Like that's why Pete Rose always says, I never bet against my team. You know, we're splitting hairs here.
Right.
You're not supposed to gamble, and they made it very clear. And all he really needed to do was say, I'm sorry, and he never did. And he's dug himself a hole that he'll probably never get out of. But yeah, it's different betting on yourself versus betting against your team. I mean, what Jonte Porter did was just so brazen and dumb and obvious.
I didn't realize the other stuff happened with Porter's brother too. His other brother.
Oh, his other brother.
Yeah,
his other brother's probably going to jail.
Yeah, he is. No, not probably. Oh, he's going.
Probably in jail.
He's
at this point.
Like, damn.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, just the fact is that you guys stand there and it's one of the things where you always want to be like, I'm just focused on the game. And the reporter knows that you just want to focus on the game. But I guess you feel like it's your job to have to ask?
I don't know. Like, I guess. But, like, in that situation, not in that setting. Like, I might ask him if you were able to talk to him at, like, shoot around or something like that.
Right.
But I don't know, like, post-game. Was it post-game? Or pre-game? I don't know what it was. But, like, Yeah, of course he's not happy about those two things.
Right.
You know, Michael Porter's trying to go out there and beat the Lakers, though, and he didn't play good.
No, he didn't.
And maybe that was, he played okay, he just didn't shoot good. He had a lot of open looks that he missed. But, yeah, I don't know if that was on his mind or what. But, yeah, no, it's been a tough year for the Porter family.
Yeah, dog.
A tough year for the Porter family, sure.
Yeah.
The one thing of it that I do agree with, because anytime anything happens over the next couple of years with this type of stuff, and there's going to be more. It might have been best case scenario for the NBA that it was a guy like Jontay Porter that they could send that message to, and it wasn't a harder decision for him. Like, you can ban Jontay Porter and not break stride. Like, he's not, no offense to him, but like, he's not vital to the ecosystem of the NBA.
Right.
It was probably a harder call for the NFL to do what they did with Calvin Ridley, because he was a guy that people had actually heard of before.
Right.
If it was a big-time NBA player that was doing stuff like this, it would be a different type of situation.
Right.
But the one thing I do agree with is it just reinforced how excellent Vegas and all of these different gambling outlets are at monitoring their own stuff.
Like, yeah.
They're on it.
Like, I'm talking about,
they're better at that than any league is at monitoring any of the things that their players are up to.
I'm going to start an account, but I'm going to use your name and your address, okay? This is what I'm going to do, all right? And then I'm going to feed you inside stuff, okay? Now, make sure you only bet, like, no more than 500 at a time. We'll get them. We'll get them. And we'll do this 4 to 5 times a week. We got them. Nice racket. That's what they think.
Yeah.
Like, they're even though all the crap that's happened with the whole gambling, they're still fools, and that's what I'm going to call them, fool-ass dummies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to call them.
But then there's other entities that their specific, like, purpose is to monitor stuff like this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they just have feeds of information on where bets are coming and going and where they're, like, anything that raises a red flag. Sometimes stuff raises red flags that isn't anything. Mm-hmm. And then they investigate
They
figured out a match. A World Cup qualifying match was fixed in Africa so quickly after it happened that they scheduled the game to be replayed, like, before the teams got on their buses, practically. Like, they're so the official was compromised. He was taking money. They figured it out just based on trends, monitoring all of the different information they have, because that's their job, to protect the money. Like, you think your buddies are smarter than those people?
No.
They're not. They're just not.
No.
So if anything good came of it, it's maybe a reminder to everyone who in the future was thinking about trying to get over on
and
these
don't
guys.
Get into
You're not going to. They're smarter
friend,
than you.
You know what? The friend who does that, the friend that sits in the back seat.
That's right. That's exactly what it is.
That's the one.
Who always has a get-rich-quick scheme.
Always.
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 Oh, here's my new hustle. I don't even want to hear about it.
Something.
I don't even want to hear about it.
He is the one.
Although that guy is doing great now.
I mean, no.
I don't know how he figured it out, but he's probably still late when you go to pick him up, though. All right, let's hear from Daniel Jeremiah. They did this sort of crossover from NFL Network, ESPN. They got all their draft analysts involved in
really
the conversation.
Cool.
Just get all the main guys together and see what they think. Here's Daniel Jeremiah talking about what the Falcons may do at 8.
Yeah, and I would even throw Chop Robinson in there, and I would also throw, even though looking and talking about edge guys, Byron Murphy as a defensive tackle. I think when you have that collection of players, I don't think Dallas Turner has so separated himself from those guys that you wouldn't be interested in taking a package that gets you back, you know, 5-6 spots. You're going to come away with one of those players. They're going to be impact, and then you're going to have the extra resources to fill out the rest of your roster, you know, around Kirk Cousins. So I absolutely would field that phone call, and I think they will get a phone call, not only because the Roma Dunze is someone that's pegged at 9 and 10. Also, 9 and 10 are potential tackle teams. So if you want to get up there and get that second tackle, I think the 8th pick is where you got to go.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, too. I mean, obviously, you know, we've talked about some of that, but the easiest thing to envision is somebody wanting a quarterback. Quarterback's falling to 8, Falcons phone rings, and you make a move for a quarterback-hungry team. There might be somebody that views one of these tackles that way.
Yeah.
There might be somebody that views one of these receivers that way.
Like, say, for instance, the Jets want to get in front of the damn because the Jets need to receive. They keep on talking about
getting
they
want to get in front of the Bears.
They want to get in front of the Bears to go get Dunze.
Dunze is there.
You drop back to 10.
Yeah.
My thing, and I like what DJ said right there as far as, like, there's no, like, defensive player that is just separating himself from everybody else.
At any position.
At any position.
Nope.
Like, this guy is a bona fide, because you would see him more in the top 5. Mm-hmm. Now, a lot of things have to go with team needs and everything also.
Sure.
You know, when you look at, you know, where the draft and all those things are. But that's my biggest thing with the whole Dallas Turner. I just don't see a separation that he's the best defensive player. Now, if the Falcons, say, for instance, the Jets were at 8 and the Falcons were at 10, would he be mocked to go to 8 to the Jets? Meaning, Like, that's the reason that a lot of people are keeping him at the eighth spot is because the Falcons' top need is pass rusher. Mm-hmm. People view him as a top pass rusher.
Right.
Well, if he's at 10, it'd be the same way because the Jets don't need a pass rusher.
Yeah, it's not the draft position. It's the team that's
there.
Yes,
the team.
And they're the first team that's there that has pretty much everything they need on offense.
Right.
Now, again, that doesn't mean that they're not going to do what they've done the last handful of years, just take the best player and take Odunze if he's there at eight, or Neighbors if he's there at eight, or something like that. Like, I'm beyond being surprised by Terry Fontenot taking skill position guys. Mm-hmm. If they take a skill position guy at eight, I'm not going to be surprised by it. Now, all the conversation has been about a defensive guy. Is there, maybe it's not specifically the player, but is there a position that you would prefer for them to take? Or is it just, I mean, I get it if they do this. I get it if they do that.
Where they are right now and how their team is currently structured, I'm talking about Atlanta. I think, obviously, pass rusher is the thing.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is.
It is.
Right?
It is.
But I mean, then if you don't view the difference between Dallas Turner, Chop Robinson.
Pass rusher in the corner.
Yeah.
That's what they need.
And that's probably what they'll do in the first couple of picks. Yes. Whether they trade back, or they could even, look, they could take a corner.
They could.
Like, there's a world in which Quinyon Mitchell gets drafted.
Or Armstead. I call him Armstead. The damn corner from Alabama.
Yeah, from Alabama.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, no one had Devin Witherspoon getting drafted by the Seahawks at five last year.
Arnold,
I mean,
thank you, Bo. Thanks, Bo.
Terrion Arnold. Yeah, he was most mock drafts until the Bijan smoke kind of started, and it was right around now. Mm-hmm. It was like Monday of draft week, and a lot of that stuff really started to pick up last year. Even many people's final mock drafts last year, I think Daniel Jeremiah included, had the Falcons taking Devin Witherspoon at eight. Mm-hmm. We couldn't take him at eight because Seahawks took him at five. Anthony Richardson going at four last year was even a little bit of a surprise. And by the time the draft came around, it seemed like they probably would do that. It'd be nice if there was a Will Anderson this year.
Hell to the yeah.
That's for sure.
The
year you're finally going to draft a pass rusher in the top 10.
But that's what I'm saying.
Unfortunately,
one. But that's the thing about it is we can talk, like we just mentioned, about like team needs or whatever and how the draft falls down. But if Will Anderson is in this damn draft, you're going to look at him. You're going to look at him if you're New England, even though you got a hell of a defense. You're going to, like, these other teams in front of the Falcons, in my opinion, are not viewing it that way.
Right. Because it's so obvious that New England needs a quarterback that everyone has them pegged at taking a quarterback. But New England needs a lot of stuff.
Yes.
And if there was an obvious head and shoulders above everybody else, if it was like a, and I know he hasn't lived up to it, but you know what I mean? If it was like a Bosa or a Chase Young or something like that, like, then, yeah, absolutely, then New England would be mocked to be taking someone who wasn't a quarterback at that spot. But it's such a quarterback heavy draft and a skill position heavy draft.
Yeah.
Even Bowers is slotted on people's boards, not mock drafts, but boards ahead of most of these defensive guys. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just bad luck to have it be this type of defensive draft the year that you might actually be taking a defensive player.
And this could be a great draft.
You might also be wrong. Yeah, exactly. Like, all these pass rushers might go on to be future Hall of Famers.
Yes.
Like, that's the thing about it.
That's the thing. You just don't know.
It's true.
You just don't know how all these things will turn out and everything. And as we get closer and closer to Thursday, there'll be a couple more mocks. There'll be a couple of this. But, I mean, if the Falcons stay there at eight and draft Dallas Turner, I'm not going to be like, damn, it's a bad pick.
No.
I'm not going to be that. I'm not going to do that.
The best pass rusher available, and their pick came around.
Yes, according
to them.
To them.
Yeah,
that's the thing about it. They got one of the three guys as far as the pass rushers in this thing. If they go corner right there, okay. I understand, you know, you might be able to get an extra pick or something, but if nobody's willing to trade, just take him.
Yeah, I mean, the latest mock draft that Josh Kendall has on The Athletic has the Falcons trading back from 8 to 13 with the Raiders, taking Quinyon Mitchell from Toledo, the cornerback from Toledo, and getting a first-round draft pick next year. Because that's the thing with the Raiders is that would be a next-year pick as well. If you trade with Minnesota, then that's two first-rounders this year, which is probably that's more fun for the purposes of Thursday night.
Right.
But there's nothing wrong with getting picks for next year as well,
because
it would be nice to have two first-round picks next year as well.
Yeah, but I mean, I think that, you know, like, Minnesota, and I think people look at it like they got two first. They got 11-23. You're going to have to give up more to get up even to eight.
Mm-hmm.
Even at eight, you might have to give up next year's one. I'm talking about Minnesota, to get up to eight to jump get the Falcons. Like, the Falcons are sitting in a good position.
That would be great.
Yeah.
If you could get 11-23 and next year's first-round draft pick from a team that's drafting a rookie quarterback and probably isn't going to make the playoffs. Sign me up.
I just think that for them to get into the top 10, they're going to have to give up. I'm talking about Minnesota. I think they're going to have to give up next year's one, too.
The second-round draft pick in Josh Kendall's mock is Adisa Isaac, edge rusher from Penn State. So,
when they got one of them already?
That's exactly what I said when I read it.
Oh.
Did he mean Arnold Ebiketie?
Yeah, because
like, I think they already have one of those guys.
Second round defensive.
Second round edge rusher from Penn State that I had never heard of?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Maybe two of them is what you need.
Two makes one.
Yeah.
Maybe they can be two of them can be Micah Parsons.
He's also from Penn State.
Yeah.
We'll come back and get to the back page with Bo after this. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon, 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Great weekend for Travis d'Arnaud.
Yeah, man.
The Braves Lucy. Win the series over the Rangers. Nice series win over the defending World Series champs. We'll get back into that coming up.
Apostrophe D.
Top, yep, right. Little D, apostrophe, big A. I don't think I'd ever seen before.
Never.
In language.
Never.
Until d'Arnaud arrived.
Never.
And then we'll talk a little NBA playoffs coming up at 1:20 as well. All the home teams winning game one of the series. A lot of injuries, man. Sucks. And then we start talking about something we were on last week, which is this weird old U.S. men's basketball roster for the Olympics.
Yes.
Like, all right, you guys are missing playoff games and you guys are going to play more basketball
exactly.
this summer? Then,
like,
okay.
Joel, you'll sit down?
Yeah, man.
You'll sit down? Paris.
Joel,
I mean, you can go to Paris.
Vacation.
Vacation?
Yeah, you go over there.
You playing basketball? Kawhi?
Yeah.
You playing on basketball?
Yeah, I mean, you're missing game
one. You're missing game one of
the playoffs? And you want to play in the Olympics?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing about it that is so weird to me. It's like, in an era, especially for veterans, like in an era where guys are looking, and this season's been better. I know that they put in the rules and all that stuff, which, by the way, those rules are all going to go away.
Yes.
It was a one-year, 65 game.
Yes.
So the NBA could negotiate better TV deals, which they're in the process of doing right now. Enter Amazon.
Yeah.
Amazon's gassing the price up to a level that TNT is probably uncomfortable with, but they'll
TNT,
have to find a way to
get
there.
They better figure it out,
yeah.
Right? Because you can't have that coverage, NBA coverage, without those four guys.
TNT can't be a network without inside the NBA.
Exactly. Like, they got that and Charm.
Pretty much.
Yeah, pretty much. That and Charm. Oh, no. What's new with Andy? Because when you wake
Blacklist
up next,
or something?
No. Please do not do Blacklist anymore. I'm so glad that show was gone. Because it kept trapping me. No, I ain't going to watch it this season. I watch every single Blacklist. I'm just so tired. I'm just glad it's gone. Finally gone.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. When you look at it, you wake up and it'd be like one of them CSIs. What city in America has not had a CSI?
Atlanta.
All the major ones have.
Atlanta, we haven't had CSI Atlanta.
You sure? I'm sure it play on damn Tubi. I'm sure it play on Tubi or something.
I would love a CSI.
They had a CSI. That's a couple other, but I mean.
Like, all they do is try to get rappers on RICO charges.
Yes,
that would be the whole CSI
it.
Atlanta.
That is all my thing. But I saw them like, you wake up, you see something like that, one of them CSIs.
Well, in some cities that just don't deserve it. Like, I'm not watching that.
But
I wouldn't even visit there. Why would I watch a TV show about it?
Like I said, Tubi, I don't know why. Sometimes I just click, let's see what's on Tubi. Dude. Okay, so I think it was a Saturday morning, still trying to find something to watch. So obviously, I saw my boy Big Q talking about, look like a Tubi day. So I'm like, let me see what they got going on. I didn't watch anything on it. So I click on the Andy, and they got the Andre Rison story. But it's not a documentary, Andy. It's an actual movie of some black man playing Andre Rison.
Really?
Yeah. It is... Oh my God, it's so bad.
I bet it is.
It's so bad, Andy.
Is it even? Is it like?
Andy, it's horrible.
I don't know if there's any way to know this, but is it like? Is like Andre Rison give him the thumbs up?
He had to,
right?
Like, because he's kind of like talking over it.
Oh, okay.
And everything.
Got
like, it. They show like old clips of him playing football, but the actual movie itself with the football stats, it's horrible.
Yeah,
dude, I was sitting there, and
I believe
my wife comes in like, "What are you watching?" I said, "Hell, I don't know." Like, are you watching a YouTube movie? Dude, it was awful.
Yeah, that's
oh God.
But I'm interested, okay, and I'm not trying to, not trying to be slick here,
yeah.
or, anything, but like, what is like the Andre Rasmussen story? He's a good player.
He's a good player.
Got his house burned down by left eye.
That's pretty much what it is.
That's the story. That's the Andre Rasmussen story.
That's the story. But they had like he was fawning over Dion and everything. Like I got rid. I was like, you know, I can't watch this, man. Just wasting it. Because you know me, if I'm in a movie or watching something for 40 minutes, that I will go. I'll keep going.
Yeah, you have to.
You gotta get once you're 40 in.
Life's too short.
Yeah.
Life's too short to be watching stuff you don't want to watch.
Dude,
all right. Let's get to the back page.
The life of Andre Rison. I fell in that trap.
This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
You know, Andre Rison's still the only Falcon to win MVP of a Pro Bowl. Did they not bring that up in his 2B?
I didn't watch the rest of
it. You think that would be a major plot point?
It should be.
I stopped watching it.
It should be like the pinnacle.
I stopped watching it.
You know what the pinnacle is.
Yeah. The house? Or the fight with
Dion. And he still didn't leave her.
Like, that's a level of...
That's a level of you getting your ass left.
Yeah, man, there's no coming back
from
that.
They don't come back from that, man. I'm happy she's okay. Damn that, she need to go too. You burn down my house, and you cool, and then I'm going to take you back? Ain't no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
It must have.
I mean, it had to
be. It had to be special.
That snap, I mean, I almost said it.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, I can't say it.
But it must have just been special.
Speaking of the pinnacle of things, shout out to Juice Johnson, who's actually probably listening right now on her way back from the cheerleading world championships in Orlando.
Okay.
Oh, right.
So they finished fifth.
Let's clean up the conversation, fellas.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, look, they finished fifth, which means they're the fifth best cheerleading team in the world.
Way to go, Juice.
That's awesome.
That's
and
awesome.
I went back and looked at the tape like, 8 times.
Just go back and look at
they didn't finish fifth because of her.
Yeah. Tell y'all, hey, way to go, Juicy.
Yeah, y'all just told her.
Yeah, tell her to get. Hey, tell some of your girls. Hey,
yeah, pick it up.
Tighten up.
But yeah, she had a fun weekend at Disney World over the weekend. Lots of cool pictures. She went on Space Mountain. Lots of roller coasters.
Cool.
So
that's great.
Juice. Speaking of cheerleadery type things. Congratulations to the Louisiana State University gymnastics team who brought LSU their 52nd world championship this weekend. LSU girls winning
the
NCAA world championship.
Oh, okay.
I would only mention the cheerleading championships if it was, you know, LSU or UGA.
I got it.
All right. Yeah, because, I mean, I remember Georgia's always
searching for a take.
Yeah, Georgia.
I couldn't come up with
one. I know we went to Georgia. Georgia's gymnastics girls were bad when we were in school. And I know that whoever that the coach was. Howdy.
Really?
Yeah, buddy.
Right. So y'all did mention earlier, Kirk Cousins in the building yesterday throwing out the first pitch before the Braves-Rangers game. It was a strike thrown from in front of the mound, but that's probably best. We don't want to expose Kirk's Achilles
good.
To any hills or anything.
He pulled it off.
Nice little strike. Didn't wind up or try anything fancy. Just threw a dart on in there. Then he went up into the ESPN booth where they we've played a clip from it, but not this one. They actually asked him something that we already knew, and he owns it, about his wife dressing him before he leaves the house.
You know, when you leave the house and you're going to be out in public, I always check in with her. She's got a good eye for it, and I definitely don't. So she checks in with me. But even my Falcons teammates, you know, I was joking with them last night when I was around them. I said, guys, you're going to learn pretty quickly. My swag is having no swag.
Right.
Yeah. I said, I'm just kind of boring down the middle, but I said, that's kind of who I am.
Ain't nothing wrong with being boring.
Nope.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't get my wife's approval. To dress anyway, I don't like. Kinda, is this cool?
Yeah, there's not like a final check.
You know what I mean?
Before we leave,
I'm a grown damn man,
right?
You know,
but I will say this:
her biggest thing with me is draws.
What about them?
Wear them.
Or the something you have the ones that have her picture.
Yeah,
that's
her big. That's her biggest thing with me. Wear them.
That's like that's the sticking point.
Yes, that's the sticking point.
Randy.
Okay. Yes. That's her biggest.
Before you ask, the answer is no. Yeah. All right, I don't have any on today.
No, I don't. But. Whatever.
I'm with her on that one. I'd like you to come to work with draws on too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. We got it. But I'm trying to figure out like, I don't believe his wife dresses in the way he wants to lead on like that. Ain't no way in the hell another grown ass man dresses like that.
Well, now I'm pretty sure Kohl's dresses him. So keep cashing those Kohl's checks.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like,
I think he picks it out.
Yeah.
But I think it's a pre-approved closet. I think she maybe does some of the shopping.
Right.
And then he puts it on, and then he walks past her, and she says, yeah.
Like, I'm trying to think. The last time you got a shirt from your wife, it was cool. She got you that Braves polo, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Braves. She went to Costco and bought me a polo.
Yeah, last.
Because I'm an old man.
Yeah, last time. Exactly. What's the last thing my wife bought me?
I don't know.
Draws.
Okay, great. Okay. Yeah, with her picture on
them. Yeah, with her picture on them. So, yeah, they know us. You know,
right.
But like my wife knows she can go get me a white T-shirt and I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not real.
I'm not hard to shop for.
I'm not hard at all.
Hard to shop for.
Yes.
I will say this though, just sort of on the vein of your wife and all that kind of approving the outfits and all that. Like, my wife doesn't do that either. In fact, she goes to work at 1:30 in the morning.
Right.
So I dress both children and myself.
Right.
And it's never been an issue.
Right.
But yesterday, we were just kind of hanging out, had my Braves hat on and like a fleece because it was kind of cold. And I know she finds me attractive. She makes that clear often.
Okay.
But she went, "You look really handsome today."
Don't make you
and it just meant a lot.
Man.
I was like, wow, thank you.
Yeah.
Like, because I wasn't even really trying. I just, you know, I was just hanging out. Like, maybe it was like what I was doing. I don't know. It was like being a good dad or something. I don't know.
Right.
She was like, "You look really handsome." And I was like, "Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, put these kids down and go."
Because,
go lock the closet.
Hey, I'll tell you right now. Don't no compliment go untouched.
Oh, no. It all means.
Oh, it all means something.
To me, it means something.
Yeah,
exactly.
You growl at me.
Like, she had a sore back on Friday, and she had, like, the massage thing. I was like, I'll put that away.
Hell yeah.
Come on over here.
I got this.
Two strong hands. And obviously, it didn't take long for me to be like, this would be easier with, you know.
Yeah.
And she was like, no, we can't do that. We got to go pick the kids up. I was like, God, come on.
Keys or something? Come on, you can be 5 minutes late. Yeah.
So, that's what I'm saying.
You know, the ESPN guys wouldn't let Kirk leave the booth unless they asked him about the chains, because he did walk out to the mound in a blooper chain, which is a kids' giveaway this summer at Truist Park. So Kirk did say you may see the chains, Atlanta. Calm down, but there is a prerequisite.
Well, you know, Kirko chains kind of became this brand of mine when we started winning a couple years ago. So people always ask me, you know, where are the chains? And I say, hey, if we win football games, I'll wear the chains. But they're not going to be on if we're not winning.
So there you go. No funny chains videos unless they're winning.
Been a lot of chains.
Ooh, geez,
they haven't won a game. Geez. I'll say that.
What?
Yeah, I don't have anything to say about that that doesn't make me sound like an old hater. So I can take my mom's advice and not say anything about
it. So I think that we can all agree.
I just don't.
I think it's corny as hell.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just don't
fine.
Like it.
You
that
can
much.
Say it. Corny.
I think that it's corny. Yes.
And that's fine.
That is what
You're
I think.
You're entitled to that opinion. But everybody's going to continue to bring it up to the guy.
Yeah.
So I think we can all agree that Brandon Gaudin has been a nice little refreshing breath of air to the Bally Sports booth. And what we love most about Brandon is that he's very self-aware.
Yes.
He also – we only got one Bally broadcast this weekend. It was on Saturday. In case you didn't know what Saturday was, Brandon Gaudin did.
Rockies right now being shut out at home on 420.
Uh-oh.
That'd be a high-scoring affair.
That sounds
– sound like what?
Who used to wear the square thick glasses? The guy from the Cubs?
Harry Carey.
Oh, Harry Carey?
He sounded like hair right then.
Okay. Did he really?
Bring
Hang
it
on,
back.
Play it again.
Play it again. Play it again real quick, Bo.
Rockies right now being shut out at home on 420.
Maybe it might be the thing. I don't know.
That'd be a high-scoring affair.
Maybe a young Harry Carey.
A little bit.
A young, sober Harry Carey.
He didn't sound like himself right there. Was that Brandon Gaudin?
Yeah, it was Brandon Gaudin.
It didn't sound like Brandon. To me, it didn't. But he said on that day, I mean, why not? I mean, indulge.
If that's what
if
you're
that's
into,
what you do, indulge.
You would have thought that, you know, a Rockies game on 420 would have been a high scoring affair, but it wasn't.
I get it.
Was that when you guys were younger? Was that a thing,
dude?
420?
No,
it was such a big thing.
I know.
In
Seattle. I mean, you got there
late,
in Seattle.
Late
obviously,
was such
was.
A big
early 20s
thing.
When it kind of
we didn't.
Thing.
I don't remember.
I just
none
was
of
never
that.
Really into it, huh? So it wasn't really a big thing for me.
Always?
But I would have friends that would be like go get just out of their minds and then come back to school. It's like, why are you going to go to math class for, man?
Who's still in school at 4:20?
Everybody knows.
It didn't hit me.
Oh yeah, that's true.
It didn't hit me until the NFL, because that's when you know what's going to happen.
Right, that's when you get drug tested.
I don't think it became super celebrated until Pulp Fiction, because in Pulp Fiction, all the clocks in the entire movie are set to 4:20.
Oh, is that right? Cool. Yeah. I don't remember it not being celebrated. I just remember when you're a kid, it's like, it's 4:20. And then you get a little bit older and people are like, yeah, let's go. And I was like, I'm not doing that. It's not like, I'm not going to go back to school. Why would you do that? What a waste. Trying to have a good time and then go learn about the Pythagorean theorem? No,
yeah,
I don't want to do that.
I don't want to do it either.
And finally here, real quick, somebody needs a real Pete Rose in, man. I'm a Pete Rose fan. I believe he needs to be in the Hall of Fame, hands down. So Shohei Ohtani over the weekend sets the MLB record for home runs by a Japanese-born player. He just signed a 10-year contract.
Dang, already?
So this record's going to be blown away by Hideki Matsui. I think 176 was the number.
Okay.
Pete Rose went to an autograph signing on Sunday, and this is literally what he was writing on baseballs with his autograph at an autograph signing. "Sorry, I bet on baseball," signed Pete Rose. "Otani is sorry also," signed Pete Rose.
Hell yeah.
"And I wish I had an interpreter."
Yep.
Hell yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Come on, man.
Hell yeah, Pete.
At this point, you might as well just be petty about it.
Yes.
Because he's not getting in.
Yeah, he's
Hall
never
of Fame.
Getting in.
Like, Pete Rose, if he ever gets an Hall of Fame, will be dead.
Yes.
By that point.
Yes.
I'm with you. Put him in.
Put him in the damn Hall of Fame.
He's like 5,000 hits.
All right.
Put him in the Hall of Fame. And he did it all with that haircut, like that crazy bowl cut that he
was rocking.
And maximum effort. That's where I was going. Like
Charlie
and
Hustle.
Maximum
he
effort.
He may have invented the head first slide.
If Abe got a bowl cut, he would look like he would look like Phillies era Pete Rose. I think he should. That's what I would suggest. Abe should get a bowl cut and just start signing autographs publicly. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.